NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The New Mexico Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department is launching a series of public forums to gather ideas for developing the state's first comprehensive energy transition strategy. These seven forums will be held at various locations across the state. Each individual forum will focus on how that specific region can contribute to and benefit from New Mexico's transition to an alternative energy economy. And the first forum is scheduled in the heart of oil and gas country, 9 a.m. to noon, January 28th, at New Mexico Junior College in Hobbs. According to a release from NMEM-NRD, the Hobbs Forum will explore, quote, how stakeholders can leverage innovation, infrastructure, investment, and incentives to electrify the Permian region's oil and gas operations while ensuring reliable, affordable, and community-focused energy service, strengthening the workforce, and reducing emissions, unquote. The other forums in the state series include February 11th in Farmington, February 25th in Espanola, March 11th in Sunland Park, March 25th in Albuquerque, April 8th in Gallup, and April 22nd in Santa Fe. The public is encouraged to register for the event by going to luma.com/J-O-5-VLI-6. That link will be under the news portion on our website. And a man who pointed a gun at two Roswell Police Department officers before fleeing on foot from a traffic stop in East Roswell was quickly found and arrested nearby. Justin Seward, 45, is charged with two counts of aggravated assault on a peace officer and one count each of tampering with evidence, felon in possession of a firearm, and resisting, evading, or obstructing an officer. Seward, who could also possibly face federal charges in the case, is being held at the Chavez County Detention Center. During a January 8th traffic stop, Seward suddenly backed away toward the rear of the officers' vehicles and pulled out a handgun and pointed it toward the officers. The officers drew their guns and took cover in front of their vehicle. No shots were fired. Officers located Seward a short distance away and found the gun in a nearby pile of tires. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.